Kindergarten daven, the Septus Mazda daven, and Dal Beginim Abayz. Again, Tais Mazda Beginim, the words of the Mishnah, which continues that this Mishnah were these things that Ein HaNazim Megaleach, and he has to spray himself day 3 and day 7, at least many of them. And as the Mishnah continues, Amud Beis, as Tosfos quotes, Ve'ein HaSeis HaSekaidman, now it doesn't take away what was counted previously, but as Tosfos adds in the words, Ve'kam Ein Oin Lo'ilim Ein Nezivus, but it's also not counted towards the days of Nezivus. As the Mishnah continues, as Tosfos quotes, Maskel Manim Yad, now he starts counting right away when he becomes purified. As Tosfos explained, Ve'makam Shepasek Limnes Kishen Nitma, in the situation where he stopped counting when he became Tamei. So, as the Gersa takes out the next few words, because the days of Tumah don't count towards his Nazirus. And also, Korban Shenazir Tumah, maybe the Korban that a Tumah Nazir has to bring, which are many of the cases of our Mishnah, which is Chatas and Ba'ilas Aiv Asham, Zaini, maybe this he doesn't have to bring, as the Mishnah said, but Korban Inli. These are not cases of the biblical Tumah of Nazirus. Now, Tesis Rakash Larashi, or as the Gersa is, however, Meshame Ivra. Either way, the question is, the Mishnah Mekul and Nichay, I understand all of them make sense, the Chinami in the Seisa Kredman, that, yeah, that at the same time that it doesn't take away what it counts on, but then the Ein Oinle doesn't count towards. The Kilma Negev Meis, but regarding one of the cases of the Mishnah, regarding a vessel that touched a dead person, and the person touched that vessel, I feel like Klishetav Kol Mekid Mash Megmar, it sounds like the Gemara that's even talking about vessels that could be tabled in the Mikvah, many other types of vessels. The nazir touches, it's not like a metal vessel, it's only time until the evening. Am I alien? Like, why doesn't it count for the person towards his nazir? It's not like Tumah Shiva. So this is, that's the question that Rashi or whoever this has. Now, the next words in the Mishnah is Taisa quotes, the Emes Amar in truth, they said, Yimei HaZaba HaZaba. The days of the Zab or the Zaba, meaning if you have a nazir, but not Zab. He started counting and became a Zab. And as the next words in the Mishnah, Yimei HaZgeroi of a Metzera, which is Shepocha Betzras, where he has this outbreak of Tzras. Basically, Isaac and the Kohen puts him in quarantine. Raman Be'enav and remains, or Kiro gets less. That those days, then he doesn't come into, like we said, of Tama Muchlet or the Mesfara, then only the Mesfara said that actually even counts. The Zab and Zab and the Mesgir of Mitzera, they count towards the days of Nazirus. Now, the Gemara explains the Mishnah from Mishnah Mesachs always. It says, what's the schachis? It's Elon HaMesach al-Aretz. They have a tree that's hovering over the earth. Which Taisa quotes, B'peg Dama Nida Amar, the Gemara Nida of Nazayim al-Aretz says, the Nereis alab oil ma'aya. Biblically, it's not considered as oil. Sh'anof merchek mizemizek, because the branches are very far one from each other. Ve'im b'mizek tafach, and it doesn't have the ear space of a handbreadth. Av kiyesh b'vati kizayis b'mez tachas asman. Although even if you have definitely a kizayis b'mez beneath one of them, Minat Tyre Tyre from Tyre, it's considered Tyre, even Kihal Tach is going to go beneath all of them. But Rabbanu Hu Degazi Tumah Ba'al Tach, there's only rabbinically that Rabbanu Hu Degazi Tumah when you have anything, and that's why it doesn't have this halach of Nazim Begalech. Next case in the Mishnah, Parai, says Taisi quotes, are Avon Mayitz and Nageder. These are protrusion stones that come out of the wall, which are Samach Lebeis HaKvaz, which are near a cemetery. B'yesham Nebel Tach is Avon, and there is a stillborn that's beneath one of the stones. Because the Rabban walks beneath one of the stones. Although it's a Sabbath Tumah in the public domain, which is considered Tahar. But Rabban goes in this situation, Tumah. The Mahalach Abnei Kula. But if someone goes underneath all of them, Tumah Bavadi, he's defended by Tumah. Next, Taisa Maschul. It begins with the words of the Gemara's, Gemara's question. That this Tumah that we said in the Mishnah of Eretz Ham, which only Rabbinic, never even make a Leach, did they decree it on the airspace? For example, if someone is being transported in a box, in a closet, some type of tower that's gedolsius mem, so that's bigger than 40 saw, which is not susceptible to tuma. He's going on a bridge over lands out of Eretz Yisrael. Next is Bakar the Basrino, goes in a wagon or in a boat. Do we say that we were stringent in Eretz Am more than the Oil HaMes, which in those entities you don't become Tamei because you're in a different oil? But would you say by Eretz Amim that even there has Tamei? It's just in the airspace? That the person shouldn't leave from Eretz to Chutz La'aretz? Or is the words of the Gemara, maybe no, it's because of the clumps of the earth. In other words, Davka Mal al Gushaga, it's only if someone was hovering over the earth, of the ground, they were good as a commission Mal al-Mes, like when someone leans over a dead person. Either they may some because out of Eretz Yisrael, specifically where they lived in Babel, you have all the dead people from the Mabel, and they really saw Negev. It's because the bond of Jewish people that were killed out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's different because of the earth that's there, the dead people that are there. That is, if someone goes in a box or some type of a container, or in a wagon or in a boat, then he wouldn't have a tumah. That's the Gemara's question. But the Gemara asks something like the Gemara's question. But Mashman Perakim Nishal, this is something that first brings up the Tavtes Bavim Beis Degaz Al Gush Bala Vira, that they were geyser on the clumps and on the airspace. So it says, Hasan Hach Bursha. There, what the Gemara means is, Bein Lan Egeya B'Gusha, whether someone who touches the earth, or Bein Baal, whether someone leans over Al Gusha, but Leishim Hasek Al Gusha, without any separation for the earth. But Bob, Bashid, Tim, Meit, but regarding coming in the box, Shash Hasek, that there's an interruption later, that the Gemara is not talking about, and that we have a question, whether it even goes in the Abra or not. But picture of Rabbi Yaakov Mor lines. He asked that non the perek hamo or perek beis the olas. And besides olas, you learned Mishnah says the eidlum matamid v'magu masav lebe oil. These are things that contaminate by touch and by carrying and not by oil. And it says eretz ha'amim, the lands of the nations, the base of paras v'hulu. However, hachmash mehir in Argamar it sounds like the pshit l'nim matamid that's for sure gematam oil. At least kimal mi'al gush v'lei hefzik shirtim migel, that everyone agrees if you're leaning over the earth without any separation of any box. The question is even in a box. But how could the Mishnah say in Olas that there is no Tumas Tzoril at all? So B'tiris, Rabbi Yaakov Mor Lion's answer says the Hasa Mayri, there in the Mishnah Olas, Toma Bagusha Boma Eretz Am Eretz Yisrael. It's actually not an Eretz Am. It's if you brought earth from Eretz Am to Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're saying, there's not going to be Tumas Tzoril. But in Eretz Am itself, you're right, there's for sure going to be Tumas Tzoril. But Rain Tamar, he says that a different answer. He says, Dehin Nishmas Kayim Gzeir Achrein De Shabbos. That Mishnah Olas was Toma before they made the subsequent decree, as Igmar brings him to the Shabbos, the Mahasim, in the first paragraph of Shabbos, that Mikara Legaz Olivir Lechlam. Yeah, initially they didn't make any decrees in the airspace, anything at all. But then subsequently they did. That's what Agumar is talking about. Although, here's another part you could say, is in Matame, that no, the Mishnah Olas is saying there's not going to be Toma at Chikanish of Mesha Ruduma until you stick in your head in the majority of your body, because Mashma is Shul Sugya, like it sounds like from the end of our Sugya. Meaning, not when you're just sticking your hand. Because the Ilu Boil HaMez, when you go into Oil HaMez, Metama Fil HaMez, you're even just sticking your hand. And that's what the Mishnah there is all saying, that there's no Tumas Oil, meaning we only stick in your hand. But yes, but then it's like our Sugya, that even the by Eretz Am, there'd be Tumas Oil. So that was the most question. The Gemara says, Tashma Tzvinger Raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, as Tesh quotes the words of the Gemara, Tashma Maz, Begim HaMazayin. So he said, okay, that's the springs of day 3 day 7. Now, and these are the, one of the cases there, it's on. Now, Biyamir begins to say, that's because of the airspace, Hazal Lamali, as Tosh explained, then as far as not logical, just talk about Kaikab, now Hazal is given a Zion, that if you're the Gozer Tum on the Aver, which you don't have such a thing anywhere else, that you should require to be sprayed with the ash water of day 3, day 7, because Homatamavki, Hefsig Beinu Beinu, since you're saying the Chamam and Tam of the person, even if there's interruption, he's like, say, in a box, between him and the ground. Then the Kalam, the Indian Tumas Oil HaMes, it's not even in the category of what's the same category of the biblical Tumas Oil HaMes. L'hatsu Chazal, Gimel B'Zayin, to like say, we should do the same thing of spraying day 3, 7. That's when there's no interruption. There is an interruption, so there's a Hefsig. So why would you have to have Hazal Gimel B'Zayin? It's a total rabbinic invention. Shalom the Gemara answers, this quotes the words of Gemara. No, Kikitani, when we say that you have to be sprayed day 3, day 7, that's Ashara. That's on the other ones. You're right. For Eretz Amim, since it's, you could say it's even on the Aver, you're right, you wouldn't require Hazor Gimel B'Zayin. And Nachal HaMasavar says, it's actually logical to say it, because one of the cases of the Mishnah was B'Kelim HaNogim B'Meis, that if a person touches vessels that touch that person, HaNikelim HaNeh Hazonim, you think these vessels that are going to require the person who touched it to be sprayed day 3, day 7? As Tosfos explained, the one who touched the vessel only until the evening, not coming to 7 days. Obviously, the words like, it's going into other cases. And so you obviously see that there are exceptions. There could still be that the Tumas Eretz Am is on the Aven, not just on the Gusha, which Tosfos explained, because the Mashmalay, the one understands that we're talking about even like wooden vessels, the Nogu B'mes that touched that person, Ava Ava Tuma, which that would make the vessel just into an Av, not an Avi Avois. Not in the grandfather, but a father of Tuma. But they gave him, and the person who touches only Tuma Tumas Erev, like a Rishon of Tuma, only Tuma for the evening. Can he give a Tuma Mezmav, like touching anyone who touches a dead person, meaning twice removed. To Leboy Hazal, that then you don't have to have being sprayed. I'm not sure, obviously, he's going to rest. For instance, if they say, why? Why is the Gemara saying this? Well, why can't the Gemara answer the Hanukkah? No, actually, these vessels, but Klimatras are talking about metal vessels, where they're actually the Odman they gave him. A person that touches those metal vessels are actually Tumah Tumah Zayin, actually Tumah for 7 days. Oh boy, how do I give them a Zayin? And you have to be sprayed day 3, day 7. The Chav Kachal, as we said this on the previous stuff, the Gimel Beis. So how can you show that obviously it's only going Ashara? No, you wouldn't be arrived in the case of Kehel. Maybe actually you would require Hazor's Gimel B'Zayin in that case, because the metal vessel is like the dead person itself. It's not a voice. So the Rambam Ben Tami says, no, that Koch Lo Metuk Masdin Mekli Matkas. You can't not say that the case of a Mishnah is Tumah Metal Vessel, because I'm kidding, that's the case. Actually, I know it's a Megaleach. So then why would you say in our Mishnah that, oh, these are cases that the Nazir does not have to cut up his hair? Actually, in such a case, the Nazir would have to cut up his hair, the Chaver Kechel, because the sword, I mean, the metal vessel, is like the dead person itself. And then you have a Thomas Mess. And like the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah before ours, you would have to go ahead and actually do Taglachas. So therefore, that's what Tesis, that's what Ben Tam says, that obviously our Mishnah is not Tumah Klimatzis. But Sholach Rabbein Nechaim HaKoyim, Rabbein Nechaim HaKoyim sent, quoting a Pasuk in Yeshaya to Rabbein Tam, he says, Eza Bayis Asher Tibnuli. What's the house that you're going to build for me? Which the Gir says, the Rav Ranchberg is the im nazim galech lav. If you tell me that nazim have to go ahead and cut his hair off for the metal vessel, so who had in the kain muzalav? So that is the equivalent that a kain is also has the same prohibition regarding whatever nazim has to be megalech on. The problem is, there's no home sheimba shum klimatches that doesn't have a metal vessel, that wasn't in the room at some point when someone died, or even just a nail, which is metal, which was in the house, someone once died in this house, or whatever, like the Mishnah says, any time that Noz has to go cut his hair off, which you're saying includes a metal vessel, the kain is prohibited, so which house could a kain go into then? In the first paragraph, the Bryce mentions over there, there's four levels of Tumah by a dead person. How so? So you have Kelim and Noigim Mess. First, you have the vessel touching the dead person. Then you have Odin Kelim, you have a person touching those vessels. Then you have Kimba Odin, you have a vessel touching that person. All those three are going to be Tumah for 7 days. But if in the fourth one, whether it's a person or vessels, Tumah is only be Tumah up until the evening. But come on, the Bryce says, when we say this, that's for Truma Kachim, which are very severe in their halachas. Abul Nazir in Megalev, but the case of Nazir would not have to cut up his hair, Ela Mesblavad, only for the dead person. Pirish, in other words, what the Bryce is saying. Mutikim and Igmames. That's going to exclude the vessels that touch the dead person, the Iman, which is what we're talking about over there. Because Babad Megaleach, Haleva Menachai, Bakalamni did not Mazin, but sure, he has to cut up his hair for the limb of a living person, although that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Bakor Mazin, the Hossam, so obviously the Mishnah over there is Bekli Matchasari. Must be talking about by metal vessel, because the Bekli Shatta, because if it's not a metal vessel, like wooden, Yepshle is to man doubt. Obviously, you cannot have four categories of Tuma from this one mess. El Daka Bekli Matchas, you can only have it by metal vessel, because Nam Rachmana, because the Torah says, as we said on the previous Tab, Chav Kachal, the metal vessel is like the dead person itself. So Mashkach, the Kamesh Mephush, you can have it like it's explained, where you could have that the metal vessel touching the dead person is also considered like the dead person itself. Then the person touching the metal vessel will be also tummy, as someone who touched a dead person. And then you have a vessel touching that. And then the last one is only going to be tummy till the evening. But let's say wooden vessel is not like the dead person. So obviously, obviously, even though talking about metal vessel, we see, as the Bryce explicitly tells us, that the Nazir does not go ahead and cut his ear off for it. And there's some gear stories in the words, Bachanamid and Kain Mosan Let, Nalak Rabbein Tam. We see that the Kain is not prohibited to go into such a house. Rather, so if he rejects Rabbein Tam, so Hoglim Muki, the Loy Ukim Asim Klimatkas, so then why don't we explain the Allah of Mishnah by Klimatkas as our Gemara ended off over here, as we're assuming that it's not metal vessel? Shem Dablava, because anyways, Kim Le Diktani Ashara, because anyways, we said that this Allah of Hazoy's Gimel Zayin is going on other cases. Obviously, the halacha being sprayed day 3 7 is not going on them all, because they're telling Nami. Because you also have you may svarav yemei gemara. That's mitzayra. The laban hazar, you know, they also are not being sprayed. So therefore, we also saying that this other case is also not going because it's not my klisha and not klimatz. But you're right, technically could have said it. Now, however, mishmain and kasha, ma'asugya is difficult. The mashu perish Rabbi Yitzchok misimfant. What from Masugid do you see difficult in Rabbi Yitzchok? Because we've seen the Olis. We have the Mishnah Masechet Olis that tells us Bei Meklimatzchus, Bei Meshakelim, whether metal vessels or other vessels, the Kulagami Meklimatzchus, where they all are learned out from metal vessels. Damar, which he says, Rabbi Yitzchok says they're all the same. I mean, the Amachev HaKachal, like we said in the previous stop, that the metal vessel is like the dead person itself, he holds more than the Sharkim. Same thing is regarding other vessels. What do you mean? What do you mean? Explicitly in our studio, and the Gebeshai came, someone touched other vessels, in the Tumat Tumas Erev. So in Tumat Tumas Evening, that's what he's saying. You don't require Hazaz Gimel Bezayin. So how could he say it for all vessels? So it says to me, you could reject this a little bit, this question, because you could say the other part of Chacha, this is the Gemara is asking over here, B'nei Azonim, that you think that they're being sprayed, is the Gemara's question, is That's not going to kiss the vessel that touched the dead person, because that, you're right, that would require zav. It's going the case of actually the metzera, which is actually after this case. It's like as if it should say v'chulu, etc. It says it nearly. It doesn't seem to be correct to me. V'tzachin, it remains v'tzachin on this Rabbi Yitzchok Misamfoint. This is my rafash from the Rabbeinu Peretz Yechi. Now, however, once you're bringing Rabbeinu Yitzchok, Rabbeinu Yitzchok hebi raya mitesefta kiyam. Maybe it's a raya for his halacha that applies to all vessels, not just metal, from the tesefta kiyam. That achemesh in the sunna betana. If you have a flask that's placed into an oven, pila malamana tana, and the opening of the flask is above the oven. That's him kisa'ir karach b'simba minyar. And you have a bone the size of a barleycorn that's wrapped in some type of palm bast or in paper. But also techan is put inside the flask. So who tar batana tar? The flask is tar and the oven is tar. Who tar? The flask is tar mishum b'karach b'siv because the bone is wrapped in palm bast. So it's not into the flask itself. But tam tar and the oven is tar because the techan blit tef techan. Halacha by oven is has to be inside the oven, not inside something else that's inside the oven. And here it's into the flask. Okay, but let's say a tar person comes along and grabs a hold of that bone that's wrapped, Meleo, and he picks it up. Oh, tummy. Why is it tummy? Eye's not touching. It's wrapped in palm. That's the elevation hesed. That's concern because he caused it to move. It's called tumas hesed. Like, it's like tumas masa. He caused the bone the size of the barleycorn to move. So he becomes tummy. Now, but tummy is a chemist. Now he makes the flask tummy. Now, chazachim is a tummy. Now that the flask is tummy, which is kaychay of the oven, it makes the oven now tummy. Okay, says Rabbi Yitzchok Misimfoin, almost you see the chemis kavim. You see that the flask is like the person, and that is venasis. So you says have to do it ba'adam. Avatoma, that now the flat, meaning the flask is like the person, which we said the person is tummy from the bone, and we say the flask becomes also, that becomes an avatoma, the tummy satanu, to contaminate the oven. Now, because where else how could the oven cannot become tummy if it would be a rishon l'tumah? It has to be an av. Nahaz an av. The person became an av from the bone. The bone is avi avers. So it must be the chemis is like the person, that we see the kli is like the person. So even though it's not a metal vessel, still we see mashvin l'ka'adam, we compare it to the person. At least avatumah kamayu, to be an avatumah like him. Shenit mebetzim, which he became tumah from the bone. Avi avers, which is a grandfather. So you see that the vessel, like the person, whether it be the sword of the dead person, or a flask from a person, is the same thing, and it's not just metal. Since it's Vyazhetzkhaz, you could reject his proof. Because the Hasam Hashem, what's called the Yikra b'diyikra, this is halacha of that which is touching, that which is touching. Meaning, the Adam Nitma b'masa, that's some concern. Yeah, the person became tummy from carrying the bone the size of a barleycorn, which, as the Rav Anshberg adds on the words, Abiyavis, which that was a grandfather of the tummy. Now, b'shosha yinaisi, that's a mess. At the moment when the person is carrying the bone of that person, Shu'abiyavis, which that's a grandfather of tummy of the bone, b'isa shah, and now the person is becoming a tama also. But at that moment, that same moment when he's holding the bone, he's carrying the flask. And the flask is in the oven. So the reason why the flask is going to have the tama is only because he's touching the bone at the same time. But if not, it's not true. The flask would not have the same halach. Boy, Devi, additionally, he brings Rabbi Yitzchak Medam B'Sefri. He brings a Sefri, which is Parshas Chukas. Pasuk says, "Kolish yigubah tami yitma. Whatever the tummy touches will become tummy." Laman nama. Why does it say this? L'fishna b'chol cherem. Because since it says that which is slain by the sword, so ba comes of a limit ala cherem. The pasuk comes to teach regarding the sword. Shu metame tuma shiva, that is going to contaminate a tuma of 7 days. As some gisos add on the words, but the gevay tami tuma shiva, and the one who touches him is tummy for 7 days. So laman lekelim adam. We come to teach regarding vessels and a person that it's going to have tuma shiva. How do you know if it was a vessel, person, and a vessel, that's the same thing? You're going to have to wash your garments on the seventh day and purify them. The garments that touch the person, that touch that person, will be tummy for 7 days. And the Gemara says, v'stam begod mashma, taking out the word af. Now, generic, when it talks about garments, sounds like v'sheinu kli matzchus, that's not metal. So you see that the garment, the kli, is like the person itself. That's tummy 7 days. See, it's not just metal. Remember, tummy rejects the rice. Says no, the chshita kli matzchus, ornamental metal ornaments are shavim mekav begodim. They're also considered quote unquote garments. They couldn't like says, but we're on the kind of garments. Shmoyt chavchas ilu begodim shiasu. These are garments you should make. But chashu tzitz. It mentions the tzitz, which is actually a metal plate. So you see that it could be talking about metal, but maybe non-metal actually would not have the halacha to be like the person itself. But Tosfos concludes that the most of the rule is as follows. Kalim and mace, vessels that touch a dead person, the Kalim of Adam, and the vessel that touched a person, the other mekalim, and the person touched the vessels. I think kamoi, it's the same thing. Other mevesel, other mekalim. A person, the dead person, and a person, the vessels. That is, as Tesh explained, the kalim mekalim, the other ma'adam. When you have a vessel touching a vessel and a person touching a person, you're the malachas. It goes down one level. Dilukli matches bemeis. Now, whereas when you have a vessel that's metal that's touching a dead person, then kamoi has the same status to chev kachol, like we have in the pasuk. And become kelim ma'adam. Same thing is regarding vessel touching a person. Get this, like says the pasuk. Chivas megdechim. You have to wash your garments. That the garment has the same halacha as the person. A kelim, but a vessel touching a vessel. There we don't find that it's going to be equivalent. And became a shlishi, a vessel touching a vessel on the third level in elo erev. That's only tummy till the evening. Bein the main kelim, whether it's a person or a vessel. Have a kelim ba'adam, but a vessel on the person. A kelim kamei adam. The vessel like the person, ma adam tummy sayin, just like the person tummy for 7 days. Af kelim, the years is a negim adam. Also, the vessel touching the person is sayin can be tummy for 7 days. Became the mess and the vessel touching a dead person. Every day in kemes, that's like the dead person itself. Mahamesh, just like the person of Yavis, is considered grandfather, Tamil Tamil, or the Mikhail, Tamil Zain, that's going to contaminate a person or vessel for 7 days. Of Kli, so the vessel that's touching the dead person, but Tamil Mikhail, Tamil Zain, is going to contaminate a person and a vessel, but Tamil 7 days. 7 days, we're still immediate, and there's nothing more that has to be said about this.